The Man Within by Graham Greene. Read by James Wilby. Part 1, Chapter 1. He came over the top of the down as the last light failed, and could almost have cried with relief at sight of the wood below. He longed to fling himself down on the short, stubbly grass and stare at it, the dark, comforting shadow which he had hardly hoped to see. Thus only could he cure the stitch in his side which grew and grew with the jolt of his stumble downhill. The absence of the cold wind from the sea that had buffeted him for the last half hour seemed like a puff of warm air on his face as he dropped below the level of the sky. As though the wood were a door swinging on a great hinge, a shadow moved up towards him, and the grass under his feet changed from gold to green, to purple, and last to a dull grey. And then night came. A hedge sprang up before his eyes at the distance of a dozen yards. His confused, tired senses became aware of the smell of last year's blackberry leaves, wet with past rain. For a moment, the scent swathed him in a beautiful content, and left him with an ache for time in which to rest here. The grass grew longer before he reached the hedge, and a little later, his feet were heavy with wet earth, and he knew that he was on a path. It was his feet, rather than his mind, that knew it. They made a rambling progress, now in the muddy centre of the way, now in the grass at the right-hand edge, now scraping the outer fringe of the hedge on the other side. His mind was a confusion of scents and sounds, the far hush of the sea, a memory of rattling pebbles, the smell of the wet leaves and the trampled marl. The salt.